You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blog and theboys.com. My name, RG Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. A very happy hump day from all of us to you. We hope you're safe. We hope you're happy. We hope you're healthy. We hope all is well. We hope you're practicing social distancing. We hope you're washing your hands. There are a lot of important instructions we're all being given by our country and our world. Leaders, and so we hope that everybody is adhering to those. We hope that we're out of this much sooner than later. These are obviously very tumultuous times for our country, for our world, and it's been. I talked about this. We had a brand new episode of the 750 on Tuesday. We have another one coming to you on Thursday. By the way, we're making sure that your podcast cupboard is fully and well stocked. As you practice social distancing yourself, but I have found it, inspiring, really, how creative people have gotten, and just to see the way the world has remained connected through all of this. Obviously, this is an incredibly unique thing that none of us have ever experienced anything like before, and so to see, the way Zoom is used, the way podcasts are used, the way I was reading an article, there are different PGA Tour players that will kind of grade people's swings that are sent to them, and so stuff like that is just it is inspiring to see the human race kind of bonding together through these times, and so we hope that we can be a small part of that for you. This is our third episode of the week. It's been a very guest-filled week, and we plan on that being the case as the week continues to unfold. On Tuesday, we had, of course, an emergency episode of The Ocho that we recorded Monday evening with Ari Temkin from 105.3 The Fan, also has a fantastic YouTube channel. Obviously, Travis announced his retirement on Monday, kind of early evening, about 5 o'clock, and really kind of shook the NFL world up, and certainly the world of the Dallas Cowboys. And so we have one of those Dallas Cowboys on the show today. Dallas Cowboys linebacker Luke Gifford is our guest. Fantastic conversation. I think you're going to enjoy very, very, very much. Now, full disclaimer, Luke and I chatted on Monday a few hours before the Travis news dropped. So you won't hear that mentioned. You won't hear that referenced. So apologies for that. But sometimes the timing of things just kind of, goes one way. But still, he's an awesome guy. We were really, really happy that he was able to come on the show. A guy that a lot of people really kind of gravitated towards last season and really were rooting for as he dealt with injuries and a lot of things. And his story is so great. And so I'm very excited for you to hear that conversation. Tuesday was just kind of a chill day for the Cowboys. It was kind of the slowest day so far. I thought that Monday was going to be the day that things kind of slowed down, and then the Dontari Poe rumors kind of started up, and then the Travis thing happened, and that obviously took things to a whole different level. At the time of this recording, this is being recorded Tuesday evening about 7:30 p.m. Central Time, Dontari Poe is not officially Dallas Cowboy. There's no other additional defensive tackle that's officially Dallas Cowboy. I think we all think that's going to happen, but until it does, it hasn't. And so if and when it does, we will certainly have you covered at blogontheboys.com here on The Ocho, on the podcast. Here we have so many episodes coming your way again. Make sure you subscribe on Apple devices, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. However you get your podcast, there's a way to subscribe. And if you can, give us a rating, write a review. Those things certainly help. So Tuesday, kind of a cruise control as it seems. It was a big day, I think, in the NFL. Cam Newton released by the Carolina Panthers. And so, we didn't really talk about Tom Brady joining the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's still very weird to me personally, but it's just, I remember when Cam was drafted, and I remember when Travis Frederick was drafted. You know, it's, I've talked about this before, but I think we all tend to measure time by sports, right? I mean, you know, and very oftentimes it just kind of flies by and passes so quickly. And so, yeah. Time does fly, as they say. But speaking of flying, let's get flying. All right, let's bring in our very special guest. I think you're going to love this conversation. Again, Luke Gifford is awesome. So do not go anywhere because he's coming up right next. Here he is, Dallas Cowboys linebacker Luke Gifford on The Ocho. Pleased to be joined now by a very good friend of Blogging the Boys. You know him, you love him. He's your best friend. I trust that. The one and only Dallas Cowboys linebacker, Luke Gifford. Luke, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So we were talking right now before we started recording, and, you know, just kind of when you picked up, you know, normal conversational things like, yeah, I know you've been busy. The current climate of the world obviously has hopefully everybody staying home. What's your life like right now? I mean, it's your first NFL offseason, so I imagine you weren't expecting this twist.
Right. Yeah, man, it's pretty crazy. I'm actually just back here in Nebraska. I've been living with my parents actually while I've been back. So, there's definitely the good and bad to that.
What's the good?
Yeah, mom makes dinner every night. And, I'm not paying rent. So those are the good
right.
things. But I also get the where you been question when it's too late, and you know that's never fun. So, but yeah, man, it's been different. You know, it's been a lot of in-home workouts. You know, we got a little gym here in our basement, so I've been staying in here the last few days. But yeah, it's crazy times.
So, your younger brother just committed to Nebraska, correct?
He did. Yeah, he actually he just enrolled this spring.
Okay, so then I got to imagine that has been – I mean, you've already kind of been there, done the college football thing, and obviously the Giffords are well-known in Nebraska circles, but with everything going on for him, I have to imagine he's got a lot of questions for you and all sorts of things. I don't know if you guys have had, like, a graduation party or anything. I mean, that's got to be crazy right now.
Yeah, it's been weird for him. He's like, man, I go to college for 6 weeks, and then they shut it down on me. But, I know he's loving it down there, but, yeah, he hasn't even had a graduation party yet. We were supposed to do that here in a couple months, but who knows what that will look like. So, yeah, it's been, you know, spring ball is big, especially for those early enrollees, freshmen. You know, you kind of get to learn the playbook and get used to the game. But so missing that will hurt for sure, but I know he's excited to be down there and get started. But yeah, it's been weird for him.
You are pretty vocal on social media about your Cornhuskers, and you've got a lot of pride in your school. I went to Texas A&M, and when I was at A&M, we were still in the Big 12. And so my last year there was the first SEC year, and I remember the greatest game I've ever seen in College Station was when we beat Nebraska. And it was incredible.
Yeah.
Do you remember the game I'm talking about, circa 2011-ish?
Yep, I do remember that. It was a good game.
Yeah, that was when Vaughn was leading the Aggie defense and times were good. So I didn't mean to, you know, bring up a sore subject or anything. I know that was before your time.
Oh, no.
So.
I probably shed some tears over it, to be honest with you. I cried about every game we lost. So.
That would see like that's the college football fan in all of us. You know what I mean? Like it's
right.
awesome that, you know, you got to go live out your dream and play for Nebraska now that your brother's getting to do it. What's that like? I mean, I know you haven't gotten to the fall yet. But is it cool to keep it in the family? You know, just this part of it at least?
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty unique, especially here, you know. There's not a lot of kids that get to go to Nebraska, like in-state guys. So then to have your little brother do it is pretty cool. So I'm excited for it. I know I'll be checking scores all the time as we're traveling and stuff, and hopefully I get to watch a couple and maybe catch one on the bye week. But yeah, it should be a lot of fun to keep up with.
Who's your all-time favorite that isn't a Gifford, all-time favorite Cornhusker?
Yep. Oh, that's a tough one. I was always a huge Sioux fan growing up. That
sure.
was kind of like, you know, we had the Bocalini defenses that there for a while were just ridiculous, you know. So when we had him, he was probably my favorite player.
Well, at the time that you and I are talking, we're chatting on Monday. There was a report. We wrote about this at our site. Sue has been linked to the Cowboys. I got to imagine that would be pretty sick for you to get to play with him.
Oh, man. I'd have a hard time not fanboying on that one. There's not very many people. I'm not usually like that, but I've looked up to him for a long time, so that'd definitely be pretty sweet.
Well, you're fortunate to play for what many believe is the most illustrious, professional sports franchise in the world. Was there any, I don't want to call it fanboying, but any kind of holy crap, it's the Cowboys, I'm in the NFL. Like, was there any of that last year for you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think when you first get there, obviously the facilities are like second to none, and you kind of just like, it's kind of just surreal, And Jerry, brings all the rookies up and Jerry Jones is standing there talking to you, telling you what it means to be a Cowboy. And that's some pretty cool stuff, So I think that's when a lot of us were like, man, this is like, we got it as good as we could possibly have it. I love it as Dallas. It's been awesome so far. So yeah, man, it's a great place.
Who did you bond the most with throughout last season?
I would say Justin Marsh and then Layton. We're real cool. We hang out all the time. We usually do like a Thursday night dinner every week. Those are my guys. They were great to me last year, so I really appreciated them for sure.
Yeah, I saw you show some love to Justin after he re-signed or agreed to re-sign. All the technical terms are these days. And Layton is obviously somebody who a lot of fans know. Do you hunt? Is that kind of a common interest?
I do. Yeah. Me and Layton have some similarities. Obviously Idaho is a little different than Nebraska, but we kind of grew up the same, did a lot of the same things growing up. So we kind of hit it off right away.
Interesting. What else do you have in common? Like, do you have favorite Netflix shows in common? Like, because I got to imagine also, like, living with your parents right now, working out all day and night, like, you're hitting the Netflix pretty hard, especially in the quarantine.
I've been watching way too much Netflix. I've been watching All American. I just finished that the other day. I've kind of gotten off the Netflix train just because I was going nuts. I was sitting on the couch for way too long every day. So I should probably find another show since I took about a week off. But yeah, man, it's been a lot of Netflix and some curls. That's about it.
For sure. Oh, and mom's food. What's your mom make? It's really good.
Mom's food. Oh, man. My favorite, I'm pretty plain. I'm a big burger guy, but I don't know. She makes a pretty good salmon, asparagus, mashed potatoes. That's kind of my go-to.
Yeah.
Try to be a little healthier when I come home. So
for sure.
I always ask for that one.
So something else that was interesting about your rookie year, you dealt with, I think you were, I don't know if you know this or not. There's a term that a lot of our readers use called pet cat. Have you ever heard of this before?
No, never heard that.
So it's an old Bill Parcells-ism, and it's just kind of like around training camp time, everybody kind of picks a pet cat, like a player, that they really like. It's typically a rookie or a younger guy, and that's my pet cat. That's the guy I'm calling it. He's going to be great. And a lot of our readers and listeners picked Luke Gifford. And you showed up and you had the preseason game in San Francisco and really kind of justified a lot of that. Obviously dealt with injury then and then came back and had the broken arm. I mean, I got to imagine, you have all that thrown at you while dealing with, being a professional, granted in the NFL, but just a professional adult, for the first year of your life. What was all of that like?
Man, it was tough. There's a lot of like, why me? Why does this happen? It's kind of, I had that same issue at Nebraska. It was never really like last year where it was my ankle, then it was my breaking my arm. Like, I just had a couple of hip problems and it was the same hip in college. And that was really the only thing that I like actually hurt, It wasn't like I was pulling a hammy every week or doing just crazy things like last year where it was just a couple of fluky deals that really threw me off the rails, So that's not really like me, I've had a couple injuries last year, but I'm not really like that. So it was hard for me, especially, just building up all that momentum and putting in a lot of work in training camp and then having to do rehab and come back. And then, finally kind of getting to that place late in the season where I was looking to kind of get some reps and contribute a little bit on defense too. And then to break my arm, it's just, You know, it was just my luck last year, but it was hard, but I'm grateful in a lot of ways. You know, it taught me a lot of lessons and all that. So there's some good to take from it.
Well, I know that you are really devout in your faith. I'm assuming that's something mm-hmm. you leaned on in that time.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of, I know that's how I operate personally. But I mean, is that something that helped you get through? I don't want to call them down times. Not to diminish
right.
them, but I know that you're back and you're optimistic and you're certainly looking forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's honestly that's always been the biggest thing for me. You know, especially times like that. You know, I think about in college, all the ups and downs I had, my faith has always been the one constant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's always been a big thing for me, is just being strong in my faith and understanding that there's a much bigger plan, you know, and whatever that plan be, I'll find that path and figure it out, you know, but it's not always fun. It's hard. But yeah, I always keep it in my mind that, you know, my plan and what God has in store for me is much greater than what I want to happen. You know?
Totally agreed. You mentioned it's not always fun or easy. And I know this is a weird way to look at it. And it's something I've been kind of dealing with myself lately. Like, I don't think it's supposed to be fun. And in a weird way,
right.
when it's not fun,
exactly.
that's almost more fun. You know what I mean? Cause it's like,
exactly.
that's when your yep. faith is being challenged. And I don't know. I know that's a weird thought and it sounds like you agree.
No.
Do you have some thoughts on that?
No, yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, I think especially you know, kind of just the times that we're in right now.
Sure.
I think that's right now for us as Christians, this is a huge time for us. You know, I think this time more than a lot of others is a time where a lot of people are going to look to Jesus and look for truth, you know, and I think as followers of Christ, this is when we need to make our statement and use our platforms. You know, we have, you know, I think about playing for the Cowboys and the amount of people that I can reach just because I play for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is, you know, part of the reason why I'm in Dallas, because God wants me to have this platform to reach other people and to speak and share his truth, you know? So as hard as times are right now, I think as Christians, there's a lot of good that can come from it. We just got to step out of the box a little bit, maybe a little out of our comfort zone and, you know, reach out to people.
I think that's really well said and really impressive perspective from somebody as young as you are. And I know a lot of our older listeners are kind of thinking like, man, it took me a long time to understand kind of what Luke's figured out. I saw Justin March was doing kind of a Bible verse challenge on Instagram, and
yeah.
you recently kind of posted, you know, your favorite scripture. Can you explain what it is and why it's your favorite?
Yeah, so it's Psalm 62, 5 and 6. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. You know, when I think about that verse, I think about just the fact that at the end of the day, I'm always going to rely on him, put my faith in him. When I go through these storms, when I go through these ups and downs, my foundation is in the Lord. Nothing mm-hmm. else defines me. There's going to be things that try and shake me or take away from that. But at the end of the day, I know where my faith is and who I believe in and the greater cause, you know? So for me, that's always been something that I've held with me and kind of fallen back on when times get tough.
Hey everybody, going to get back to our conversation with Luke Gifford in just a second, but before we do, going to take a very quick break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out. Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, "Mom, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back." If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, "Everything okay in there?" "Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog."
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Let's get to it. Here he is, the second half of our conversation with Dallas Cowboys linebacker Luke Gifford on The Ocho. I agree. It's always interesting to hear different people's favorite scripture and how it speaks to them, because, you know, that scripture can speak to somebody else completely differently, which is kind of the power of it. So I don't mean to say Luke Gifford has just had a tornado of, you know, craziness in his life the last year. You know, we talked about the injuries, and, you know, I imagine good crazy, your brother committing and heading off to Nebraska and whatnot. Now the times we're in, also your rookie in the NFL and your head coach, I hesitate to say is fired, is dismissed. Obviously it was very unique what happened with Jason Garrett. What were your thoughts on playing for Jason Garrett?
You know, he was really good to me. I like playing for him. I think he's a great guy. I love the whole previous staff, you know. It's definitely going to be hard in a new adjustment, but I'll forever be grateful to them, especially Coach Bloom, you know, linebacker coach. He was a big reason why I ended up in Dallas. So I'm always going to be grateful to those guys. But, yeah, you know, it's a new opportunity. I think everybody's pretty excited about it, and it'll be fun to get to work.
Have you had any conversations to this point with Mike McCarthy or Scott McCurley or George Edwards or even John Fossil? I know you play a lot on special teams.
Yeah. I haven't talked to Coach McCarthy yet. I've only been back in Dallas a couple of times, so it's been hard to get in contact with everyone. But, I've talked to Coach Bones, Coach McCurley, and it's been good. You know, they're great guys. I love the vision they have, you know. I probably spent the most time with Coach Bones, went up there one day with March and just sat there and talked football for a while. So they're great guys, good guys to be around, and I know everybody's pretty excited to work with them.
So on the subject of Coach Fossil, is that like is he just all call me Bones thing? Like how does that happen? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was like, that's what we walked in there and he was just like, yeah, Coach Fossil, call me Bones, Coach Bones. So, and it just kind of took off, you know, everybody calls him that now. So I don't ask questions. I just do what I'm told, but
sure.
That's what he prefers.
I think every Cowboys fan wants to know, you mentioned Leighton Vander Esch, but everybody thinks that Sean Lee one day is going to end up being a coach. Can you see that personally?
Oh, 100%. He's probably the smartest, highest football IQ guy I've ever been around in my life. I was like, I remember the first like meeting we had all together and he started talking. I was just like, had to pick my job off the table. You know, he's awesome. He could definitely, if he wants to coach, he could definitely be a great coach.
Interesting. Well, it sounds like your football future is well intact and looking great. And I think everybody's really excited to see what comes of it. Granted, there's already people, you know, kind of questioning, you know, I know you guys have had OTAs pushed back because of all this and whatnot. So a lot of that is up in the air. I did want to get your thoughts on some other sports that are up in the air.
Yeah.
So you're a LeBron guy, right? That's where you've sworn your allegiance? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So are you Lakers or LeBron? I mean, like, where's your fandom lie?
Yeah, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I am a LeBron bandwagon. So I support LeBron wherever he's at. I have no shame in saying it. You can say whatever you want to, but I'm with Bron wherever he's at. So right now, yeah, I'm rocking with the Lakers, but it's because of Bron.
Sure. I mean, there's a number of ideas here, but how do you think this season ends? Like if the NBA came to Luke Gifford and said, how do we figure this out? You know, assuming they can play in June, what's the best course of action, you think? Cause it is fascinating to try to figure out.
It is. I've thought about it a little bit. I don't know. You know, it's one of those deals where you just start playing without fans. Like, if you have to wait that much longer to have fans, you just start playing without them, or like, do you shorten the season? Or I don't know. You know, I think honestly, the best way to do it would probably be just shorten the season. I think, like, you know, yeah, there's a lot of teams that are still trying to make a playoff push and all that, but you are where you are for a reason, you know, and this is unforeseen circumstances. So, yeah, while it may not be that fair to some of those teams who are trying to get an eighth seed or make a move, right. I mean, yeah, well, you should have won, you know. Like, it's just this is nobody planned on this, you know. So,
right.
I don't know. It's a tough situation for sure.
So then, as a LeBron stan, let's be a little hypothetical and say whatever they decide to do, the Lakers win the title, right? And LeBron never gets another one. So then, like, is it going, like, on what level will it annoy you that people will be like, well, you know, like in 20 years, like, LeBron's only Laker title happened because of everything. Like, that, you know what I mean? Like, that's the lasting effect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would really drive me nuts. I can't even think about it, to be honest, because I'm going to start getting worked up here. But, yeah, that'd definitely be hard. I'd have to hold my tongue.
So I also, in doing, because I do a lot of research when I'm going to talk to somebody, that's how I know everything about your life at this point. You're a LeBron guy. You play for the Cowboys, so you're all name brain. You're also a Tiger guy. I mean, I don't blame you. I'm a big golf fan. So, I mean, are you a big golf fan, or are you just kind of a Tiger won the Masters, so I was in on it for that day? Like, where are you at with golf?
I'm a pretty big golf fan. We started playing a lot, like, with a couple of my roommates, like my sophomore year of college. So I love golf. Like, that's when I come home or when I have off time, I'm playing golf. Not that great, but yeah, I follow it. I'm a big Tiger guy. I love playing it. So.
Who are your other guys on the PGA Tour? Like, who's, you know, everybody likes Tiger, but who are your other guys?
Right. I like Ricky. I think I just enjoy watching them. You know, I like JT. I would say probably JT and Ricky are my two other favorites if I had to pick two.
Interesting. I think JT's a big Lakers guy. I talked to Blake Jarwin at training camp last year, and he told me, I don't know if he's played with Ricky because of the whole Oklahoma State thing or what, but there's, like, that's your in. You know what I mean? Like, hit up Blake.
I was about to say, shoot, I might have to be hitting Blake up here pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, and you should hit Blake up and be like, let's go play with Ricky. You can foot the bill because you just got paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. I was going to say, who's paying? Because it's not me. It could be Blake for sure.
When something like that happens, when something like that happens, I'm a big fan of the show Entourage, and I'm going to assume you're a big fan too.
I've seen it, yeah.
Well, so if it were me, like if I was in your shoes and I lived your life, when Blake Jarwin got paid, I would be like blowing him up. I'd be like, dude, you know, this is awesome. Like, cause it's fake. You know what I mean? Like I would be thinking like, this is not real life. Like, is that what the experience is like for you?
Like, yeah, it is crazy, man. It's like, it's, you know, you don't really understand it. Until you hear, you know, growing up, you watch it and see everybody sign these deals and all that until, like, your teammates with those guys or you're around them every day and you get to know them on a more personal level. It's crazy. It's been really cool. You know, the first off season, like, not training for a pro day, just being able to pay attention to that stuff and see how everything works. It's been pretty cool.
I guess one of my last questions, what would it be like for you playing without fans? I thought about that when you mentioned that. I know you wouldn't enjoy it, but I have to imagine it would be almost like spooky.
Yeah, it would be eerie, I think. Like, especially in that setting, playing in those big stadiums, and I don't know, man. It's hard to even really imagine. But I suppose, you know, it's like if that's the only option, then you got to make it work. So,
all right. So, last thing for you, Luke, because everybody is hopefully heeding the advice of our leaders around the world and staying home in the quarantine. What would you recommend? I know you dropped something already, but I mean, give us kind of your go-to Netflix stuff. And I want legit stuff. I mean, everybody's seen The Office, everybody's seen Parks and Rec, so you got to go a little bit deeper than that.
All right. So I've been watching I just finished All American. It's about this high school kid in LA. He's a football player. It's pretty good. Okay. That was kind of my go-to. I've always been a big Walking Dead guy. So if you haven't seen that, then maybe that, give it a try.
That feels kind of like if you go outside right now, it kind of feels like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might get some weird vibes from it watching it right now.
Sure.
But if you can handle those, then give that one a try. I'm looking for a new one though. Now I'm not really sure what I'm going to turn to here. I need to figure something out.
Well, there's a lot of options. Are you like the football player that wants to watch a lot of football? Like you mentioned All-American, like is that you just can't get enough of it? You don't want to turn your brain off of football?
Yeah, I'm a big, that's like all I think about. If it's on, I'm watching it. So yeah, I'm all about football.
All right. You doing any gaming like Madden, I guess, or anything else like Warzone?
That's the one thing. I don't play Madden, but I have been playing Warzone like every day. I play Warzone, watch Netflix and work out. That's about it. And eat. Oh. So that's been my routine.
So a Luke Gifford day is like wake up, work out, eat mom's salmon, hit some Warzone, get it done.
Yeah.
On the subject of tight ends, I guess, I also talked to Dalton Schultz and he's a big gamer. From what I understand.
Yeah, he's a huge gamer. I'm not on his level, so I'm scared to play with him. But yeah, he's the guy when it comes to gaming for sure.
All right, Luke. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. We hope you and your family are safe during these times. We're looking forward to whenever you guys can get out there and start practicing. Wishing you the best. Blessings for you and your brother and everything you got coming up. And be well, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Fantastic conversation with Luke Gifford, one of the easier Dallas Cowboys to root for. Very, very thankful to Luke for taking the time to join us. Hope all is well with him and his family and his brother and everything going on. I can't even imagine. And I know you listening, you've got something. Everybody's got something, you know. We were talking about a graduation party, but everybody's got, you know, a vacation, a family reunion. I mean, this has taken over our world, and so it was interesting to get Luke's perspective on it, and I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. And we talked about it at the beginning of the week that we were going to try to make this a guest-heavy show. In fact, we're trying to do that for a while here because this is a time where, you know, we could certainly benefit from hearing from our friends, in different capacities. And so we've got another guest coming your way on Thursday. That's right. Kelsey Charles, who, if you're an old-school DallasCowboys.com mothership listener, you remember Kelsey from the break and all the great things and productions she helped put together at DallasCowboys.com. So we'll talk to Kelsey about Travis Frederick's retirement, kind of, and how much has changed for the Cowboys because, you know, I had kind of tweeted about this, but, the more you look back on it, and I know I'm not breaking any news here, but the Dez catch was just, that was the closest that so many of these guys ultimately got. I mean, Travis Frederick's career is over now. And so it's a painful thing to talk about. And amazingly, it was 6 years ago. That was only Frederick's second season in the NFL. Very, very looking forward to that conversation as well. Remember to subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. You can certainly subscribe to Blogging the Boys. Just give us a search and you'll find us there. You get access to all of our shows. You get the Ocho, this show, every day to start off your day. It's available for you. Sometimes we launch it in the evenings to get you ready for the next day ahead. We give you the latest updates and news and storylines and headlines concerning the Dallas Cowboys. We also have the 750 on our platform with myself and two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas. We also have Talking the Draft with Connor Livesey and Dalton Miller, the guys getting you ready for the 2020 NFL Draft. It's kind of hard to believe that we're about a month away from this thing, and so it is exciting. And then we've also got Bruising the Boys with Michael Sizemore and Tom Ryle, and those guys kind of hit on everything going on with the Cowboys as well. So there's always something to listen to, always analysis to get when it comes to the Cowboys. At Blogging the Boys, we want to be your one-stop shop. We want to make sure that you are covered from head to toe because, let's face it, we all love the Cowboys. We all love talking about the Cowboys, so we might as well do it together. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at RJOchoa on both. You can also shoot me an email if you'd like, rj.ochoa@sbnation.com. And you can do me a huge favor, all right? I don't ask for much, but you can have the absolute best Wednesday of all time. Have the best Wednesday ever. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.